Good afternoon. It's Friday the 19th. Had another winner last night in baseball with our same game parlay, and we're going to return in baseball with a same game parlay. No hockey today. There are two NBA games, and I'm passing on both. So just so you know, our premium picks over at score projections page at Patreon are at zero. There's nothing there for that. So if you're interested in basketball, no need to join today. Pass. All right, so what are we doing? It's baseball. It's Baltimore visiting Kansas City tonight. And this one looks to be a pretty solid play for our same game parlay. We'll do it for 3/4 of a unit simply because the season's still pretty early. We're getting to the point where we can have more reliable numbers. But we want to stay a little lighter, so 3/4 of a unit because it is a strong play. Same game parlay, alternate lines. Kansas City Royals plus 2.5. They're the home team. Royals plus 2.5. And the game to go over 5.5. We're getting that at minus 115. That price was at DraftKings, just so you know. They're usually one of the better ones for the same game parlays in baseball. They took it away from us on hockey when we were pairing up the winner with the total. But baseball's still alive and kicking on that. Hopefully it stays that way, because this is a viable way to bet baseball games. If you have a feeling on the winner and the side, you can get either a nice favorite down to a even money line with the total in there, or you can, in this case, you have Kansas City as a very slight home dog at plus 116 or so, and now we're going to give them 2.5 runs, and then we just need 6 runs in this game. So in theory, Baltimore 4, Kansas City 2. Not in theory, but in practice, that would be a win. The score, of course, is in theory, because we have no idea what's going to happen. The total's at 9, so getting 6 is a nice advantage over what the odds makers think it is. And again, 2.5 runs as a home team. It's a pretty solid situation. Now, Dean Kramer pitching for Baltimore. It's, again, small sample size. He's pitched 3 times. 3 earned runs in 5 innings, 0 earned runs, but 1 unearned in 7 innings, and then last time out, 8 runs, 6 of them earned in 4 innings on 10 hits. Not exactly barn-burning numbers. Alec Marsh of the Royals, also 3 outings. Slightly better. 7 innings pitched, 1 run, and then 3 runs in the next, and then 4 runs in the next. But he did not last as long. 4 2/3 and 5 innings. So you've got, Kramer's pitched 16 and a third, giving up 9 earned runs, but also some unearned runs, which you can say is not his issue, but sometimes it's still going to be a run. All right, so Marsh, 16 and 2/3 actually, and 8 earned runs. So I would give the slight edge to Marsh so far. And now Kramer had a great year last year, but I think he might be slightly overrated. Marsh, I think, is probably flying under the radar. I'm not saying he's a great pitcher, but I like this pitching matchup. I like Kansas City at home getting 2.5 runs. I like this game, though, to be higher scoring because both pitchers are having a little bit of a struggle getting things clamped down. So we're going to roll with that. Kansas City plus 2.5. The game to go over 5.5. Minus 115. 3/4 of a unit. Again, that was at DraftKings. Best of luck. I think we're going to get another winner here.